Proclamation number 7238, dated the December 25th, 1958. The birth of Christ. Second. No one can judge the depth of divine love which expressed itself in the fact that God Himself descended to earth in order to accomplish the act of salvation on behalf of humanity. He took pity on people's immeasurable guilt of sin, for the sinners themselves were unable to redeem it since the offense against God's love was fully consciously committed, not because imperfection made the being unable to recognize its offense against God, but because these beings were brightly enlightened and therefore recognized God in His power and glory. However, they were unable to see Him in their despite better knowledge, followed the one who presented Himself as God and Creator, and they followed Him because they were able to see Him although they knew that He, too, was only a product of God's creative will and God's strength. The magnitude of the guilt rests in the fact that the beings were illuminated by the light of realization and in the face of it turned away from their God and Creator of eternity. And it was impossible for them to redeem this immense guilt, for they were no longer able to undo the sin, they remained burdened by it, and the only option was for God to redeem the sin Himself. But this, again, could only take place within the framework of divine justice, because every guilt demands atonement so that it can be redeemed. And in order to render this atonement for humanity, God descended to earth and accomplished the act of salvation in the man Jesus. God Himself was unable to suffer, but He wanted to take the suffering upon Himself which the human race had deserved due to the sin of their past apostasy from God. And this is why a human being, into whose shell God Himself incarnated, took the suffering upon Himself, the eternal love, who thus wanted to offer the sacrifice of atonement for the immense guilt. A human being with a heart full of love allowed himself to be nailed to the cross for the whole human race, and love alone motivated him to accomplish this act of compassion. A human being with all human weaknesses and fears took a bitter earthly path, and the love within him consistently grew, for God Himself was in this human being, and therefore the sayings and actions of the man Jesus were only ever motivated by love. Just as love finally walked the bitter path of suffering and endured and died on the cross. It was no arbitrary act by a human being who sacrificed himself for his fellow human beings for the sake of an advantage. He was merely impelled by love to accomplish the act of compassion, because he knew that their path to the kingdom of light was and had to remain close to them if they were not released from their guilt of sin first. He knew what the original sin consisted of and that they would never be able to make amends for this sin by themselves. And therefore he volunteered to offer God the sacrifice of atonement in order to redeem his fellow human beings. In truth, however, love within him caused him to do so. It was the eternal love itself, which thus wanted to redeem people from their inconceivable guilt. For the eternal deity sheltered in the human being in full abundance. And so God's human manifestation has to be understood such that the eternal love embedded itself in a human being who prepared himself in a way that the eternal love was able to dwell in him, and that therefore everything the human being Jesus did in earthly life was in truth done by God Himself. That love determined the human being Jesus' every intention, thought and action, that the human being certainly suffered and died on the cross, but that God Himself was in this man, that he therefore accomplished the act of salvation for humanity. Only when people comprehend that God is love will they also comprehend the problem of God's human manifestation, and they will understand that God and Jesus Christ are one, that they are not two persons, and that the divine oneness may not be contested, because love permeated the human shell and therefore the external form of the human being Jesus was also the visible form of the divine love itself, that they were not separate beings but only ever God himself. The problem of God's human manifestation can only be solved in this way, but then a person will also find it easy to acknowledge Jesus, and he will take refuge in him, and by calling upon him he will call God himself, thus acknowledging him. And his original sin will be wiped out, because God himself descended to earth for his guilt and has accomplished the act of salvation, the act of atonement, on his behalf. Amen.